Hello everyone and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 118. And this week's title is some of my plans for jazzing up my homegrown produce. So coming up today, I have the diary as normal. And then I just want to talk a little on my plans for using my homegrown produce and turning them into something exciting, as I haven't really talked much about using home produce this year. But before that, I read an interesting article the other day in the Daily Mail, which I don't normally read, not a fan of, but it came up on my newsfeed. And I've shared the link on the blog page, so please check it out. It's a very interesting article, actually. And it's basically a bit of a publicity for a gentleman called Twiggs Way, who's written a book about allotments and done quite a bit of research. It's going back into 1908 and how allotments have shaped the UK and things like that. It's quite an interesting article. And I kind of looked into the book as it sounded interesting. I checked it out on Amazon, but I couldn't find the one that, or the 2017 edition. I've got one from 2008 on there, which sounds quite interesting. He's got quite a few books listed up there, which are all really interesting, actually. I've also put a link to his website, and it says the 2017 edition isn't out until the spring of 2017 time now. So yeah, that sounds interesting. I thought I'd bring that to everyone's attention. So anyway, let's get on with the diary. So during this week, I've managed to get down the allotment and weed and water every night, and it's been awesome. On my way home from work, stopped off, done a bit of weeding and watering, and it just felt like I got on top of things. And when I got home from the allotment, I still had time to let the chickens out and pot on a few more plants ready to be moved and planted out or sold. However, I didn't get down the allotment Friday, Saturday or Sunday. Only slight exception to that rule. However, at home over these days, I did manage to keep plants well watered and tended, what have you. Saturday at home, I was planted out a couple of pumpkins, quite a few peppers and a few chilies. And I've still got a bit more room for more chilies. I've noticed on Saturday that some of my tomato plants, both in the greenhouse and outside, are starting to flower, which is great because that means soon we will be having tomatoes. Now, I mentioned last week that Sunday I was planning to do a car boot. We done it. I took quite a few of my seeds down there, and I only wanted 50p a plant. They weren't all that brilliant. They weren't strong plants, but some were a bit twisted, some were a bit old. I didn't care, 50p a plant. If they go, they go. If they don't, they'll just sit in my patio and grow me more food. However, quite a few did sell. Mostly tomatoes, pumpkins and raspberries, all done really well. In fact, I took down 6 raspberries that I had dug up from the allotment, and they were growing lovely in the pots, and all 6 of them sold, which was brilliant. I sold enough to pay for half of my allotment for a year, so that's great. And I've still got quite a few more left over, so I could end up selling more. My auntie's taken a few more to sell. It sounds like I'm being a bit tight and trying to get money for everything there, but I can't bear to see plants be wasted. And if they pay for my allotment, all well and good. Monday, went down the allotment, and overnight we had some really heavy rain, thunder and lightning, and woke us all up. The thunder rolled on for a good 30 seconds to a minute. Well, as I pulled up, it just looked like the weeds had overgrown everything again, and it was gutting. I really didn't like it. But what I quickly done was I got the strimmer going, and that tidied things up no end. Just going around the paths and everything, knocked the grass down, and it was good. I did notice my strimmer was playing around though. It sounded like it was running out of fuel, but the tank was full, so I couldn't quite figure it out until I had a proper look and realised that the fuel pipes had snapped inside the fuel tank, so they were only getting fuel from the very top. So although it looked full, it wasn't, unless I'd filled it right up, which is what I did just to finish it off, and then I will be fixing that this weekend. Then set about weeding a bit more. We're just pulling up loads of weeds straight into the compost heap, but bish bash bosh. I then set to planting out lots of plants. I first done some pumpkin plants. I planted out 5 pumpkin plants in the compost heaps, leaving a third one three for me to fill. There was 2 Big Mac pumpkins, 2 Rogue d'Etres or something French that I can't really pronounce, and 1 red turban. So they've gone into the compost heaps. So the root ball will grow in the compost heaps. Basically, I filled these compost heaps over the last few months, topped them off with compost and manure, and then covered them in some weed membrane. And then I've planted the pumpkins through that. So they should grow quite well. And the advantage is that they'll get nutrients from the composts and strong. I'll be watering them, so that will make the compost about right for making compost. And the black membrane will attract sun and just keep them warm, which benefits them no end. I then planted out my few bilotti beans. These are in a wigwam and they're next to one of the Logan bush at the moment. Well, that's where they will be grown. The wigwam is actually a little bit short for my liking, but it would do fine. Planted out 1 chilli plant, and that was just next to the aubergine in front of the peas. All my blight-resistant tomatoes have gone out. These are the Crimson Crush and the Mountain Magic. I've also put a couple of red pears out, and I've got room for a couple of Alicante. The red pear and the Alicantes are kind of acting as a base, as I'm trying to test how the blight resistance with the Crimson Crush Magic. Crimson Crush I know do very well for me, although they are late, so I'm going to see how they compare with the rest. Planted out lots of leeks. I got a bit annoyed with them because I was doing them, but hey ho, that's the joys of growing. And these are done the same as I mentioned last week, of dimming a hole, putting a leek plant into it, filling up with water, otherwise known as puddling in. Planted out more onions. These were Lisa Craig, and it's probably a bit too late for them, but we'll see how they get on. They may not grow that big, but nevertheless, they needed to go out. And I also put out some beetroot, and they should do okay. Just got to keep them watered. Same as all these plants, got to keep them well watered over this next. And I've still got more plants to go eventually as we work our way through it. Now, I did notice I've got my first raw beans forming, which is great. They're a little bit small at the moment, but they'll soon be ready. In fact, they'll probably be ready this weekend. I've also noticed I've got some flowers on the peas, so that's great because they'll soon be turning into peas. Now, my next problem I've had is with the strawberries. Now, the strawberries I should be harvesting, and every time I look at them, there's 1 or 2 that are nearly there, and the very next day, a bird's pecked at them, and then the slugs and the woodlouse have followed. So that's been a real pain in the arse. So what I did, I had some bird scare tape, which is like a foil almost thing. It's red on one side, silver on the other, and that is meant to scare off birds just through the sun reflecting onto it. We'll see how it does over the next few weeks, and if it works, I should get more on it. It was actually quite cheap, so. Well, it's got the diary taken care of. So what have you all been up to? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear what you... So next, my plans for changing up what I produce. Now, I decided to cover this the other day. I was racking off some rhubarb wine I made at the end of April. And it made me think, I haven't really talked much about cooking the food I produce and things like that. So I thought I'd cover a bit on that. And I love cooking. I love making preserves and I love flavour and stuff. So, and that, if I'm honest, that's the main reason why I'm so interested in growing my own food, is that I do want to produce. I love cooking anyway. So, as I mentioned, end of April, I'd made some rhubarb wine. I did cock it up slightly. Basically, when I made it, the instructions said chop the rhubarb up and then cover in sugar and leave for 24 hours until all the sugar is dissolved, which is what I did, but not all the sugar dissolved. Had I left it for up to 3 days, I think all the sugar would have dissolved and it would have worked out a lot better. That being said, what I've tasted so far tastes pretty good. So that batch I'm going to keep going and I'm going to try again with a bit more next time. We don't really drink wine, me and my wife, but I thought I'd give it a go anyway. And I've got a couple more wines I thought I'd try and do. I've started an elderflower wine. I love elderflowers, and the smell and what have you, and I thought it would make quite a nice wine. And I plan to do a gooseberry wine, as I've got so many gooseberry bushes, it'd be an idea just to put them into use. Then also a pea pod wine, which I saved some pea pods from last year in the freezer, and we'll add more this year to get enough. I just love the idea of using something that would be wasted to make something edible or good. How it tastes, that'll be another thing. Now with rhubarb, because I have about 10 plants now, I have a lot to get through. So finding different ways of using rhubarb is crucial this year. And, you know, there's only so many crumbles you can eat. So last year I made a rhubarb chutney and it was really nice. And I'm going to make it again this year. Elderflowers. I make an elderflower cordial every year. I've got an elderflower tree in the garden now, which is where I am using more. Although, obviously, you can forage elderflowers quite easily and elderberries later on in the year. So this elderflower cordial I'm making, I make it every year. It's delicious. I tend to make a big batch of it, freeze quite a large amount of it, or put it in free freeze, and use what I can when I like it, and it is delicious and it goes down really well. But with the abundance of elderflowers this year, I'm also trying an elderflower champagne, something a bit different. I've tried it once before, but I thought I'd try it again. Now every year I make a chili jam, and I'll be doing the same this year. Again, it's a very popular thing I make. It uses a lot of peppers, tomatoes. So I've grown a lot of those to try and manage my yields and not have to buy so many. But this year, I'm going to try a couple of different batches with different heats of chili, just to mix things up a little. So I'll be using hotter chilies. And just to try that, really. Tomatoes. I absolutely will be making some tomato ketchup this year. I've done this before. It was incredibly easy and tasty. Again, very popular. And if I can use it out my garden, I'm really happy. Other tomatoes. I've got so many tomato plants growing, and the reason for that is I want to make a lot of pasta sauce and a lot of passata. That will keep in the freezer, keep me going throughout the year. I've yet to try canning passata properly. I can do it with jam and things and stuff like that. I might try canning a can of passata this year, just as an experiment and see if it can, but I don't know, I plan to pickle lots of gherkins and cucumbers, but I'm going to use herbs in the vinegar to add the flavour instead of in vinegar. Dill, I've got quite a bit of dill, so that should do well. Talking of herbs, I've already started preserving a lot of herbs by chopping herbs into ice cube trays with a bit of water and then freezing them. And it works great, especially with mint. It's got so much mint that that does well. And what I find when I'm cooking something and I want some herbs like mint, I can just pop out an ice cube tray of mint straight into the pan. I've got pumpkins. I'm going to try a pumpkin and orange spiced jam, just for a little bit of interest with pumpkins. Now, in the UK, we tend to grow pumpkins mainly for Halloween and making... Yes, as I say, we tend to use pumpkins mostly for Halloween, which I think is a big waste of this wonderful food resource. So I'm going to be trying a pumpkin and orange spiced jam, and I think that sounds really interesting with pumpkins. Another thing we do, and my wife is brilliant at this, and she makes an amazing pumpkin pie, which is very American, but it is actually is so tasty, and it's interesting. Another thing I like to do is a pumpkin soup. With a bit hint of chili, and it's really nice. Okay, I've mostly talked about preserves, and I love making preserves. But of course, there's more to do than just these preserves. I mean, there has been a few meals in there, but there's so many other things. So many meals that are just meals. I've got ratatouille, which is something I try and make every year. It's a great vegetable rounder dish. And it's just basically lots of different vegetables chopped up, cooked with chopped tomatoes and a good glut of wine. I don't always add the wine personally because we don't, but nevertheless, that works. That goes great as a dish on its own, or you can use it. Summer salads can be really boring, but when you grow your own, I find it opens up a huge amount of variety. So something I'm looking forward to trying this salad. Small aubergines, tomatoes, herbs, ricotta and rocket all make this a very tasty. Another kind of salad-y thing I plan on doing is tuna with crushed potatoes and watercress. When I found this recipe, I just had images of me sitting on the patio in the sunshine eating this for lunch. It just seems so. So I'm going to try that again this year. I've always struggled to find a way of making globe artichokes palatable, and I try every year. And this year I'll try again, in fact, probably over the next week. So I'm going to try this aromatic dressed artichokes. And this is basically cooked artichokes covered in garlic, herbs, chilli, vinegar and stock. It sounds very interesting. And if we like it, I shall report it back to you all. Now, obviously, I've not talked about how I'm going to be cooking these on this podcast because there's so many listed that I would be here all night and you would have a whole day's worth of pot to listen to then. So I'm going to be writing recipes up throughout the year as I cook them and if they work. So if you're interested in that, keep an eye on the website or what you should know when these recipes are up. And that's just a few things I'm planning to make this year. If you've got anything to add, of course, get in touch, and I'll love to hear from them. I've got to say, just talking about this has made me hungry. But So that piece is all wrapped up. I'd just like to remind everyone about the photo competition I'm running. I put a blog post out last week with all the rules and everything and the details. Since then, I've had a few entries with some great looking photos. So please go on there and check it out. That's at theveggrowpodcast.co.uk. You'll find it in the forums. So that's it for this week, really. So thank you very much for listening. And until next week, please take care, and I shall speak to you again next time.